So the medical board came to me in February of 2019 and said, prove that the vaccine-friendly plan is as safe as the CDC schedule. I literally laughed. I couldn't believe they would ask that. They've never proven anything they've done is safer than anything else. Nevertheless, I hired an outside expert. We got every single data point for every patient born in my practice. 2,700 variably vaccinated, 560-some unvaccinated, and we age-matched them and compared them, and this is what we found. This should go on T-shirts. I'm just not organized enough to do it, but you'll see vaccinated in orange. Blue are the unvaccinated kids, and it speaks for itself. At doctorsandscience.com, all the slides I'm presenting here are available, so don't worry about trying to catch them all on pictures. But here we go. We're going to go fast because I only have 15 minutes. I want you to see these slides. Here's asthma. Blue line unvaccinated, yellow vaccinated. Allergic rhinitis. Eczema. Sinusitis. Gastroenteritis. Respiratory infections. Otitis media. Conjunctivitis. Those are eye infections. Wait a minute. I thought vaccines prevented infections. What's going on here? Vaccines shift the immune system to allergy and autoimmunity, and you have more and more infections of other kinds. Here's other infections. Here's breathing issues. Here's behavioral issues. ADD, ADHD. There was none in the unvaccinated patients for 10 years in my practice. That's unbelievable, folks. So what was the response of the medical board to this landmark study? They yanked my license. I want to tell you something. You'll hear, association does not mean causation. Have you heard that? That's the reason your story of your vaccine-injured child doesn't count. It was just a coincidence. It's not a coincidence if we have multiple other studies and we have a mechanism of action. I've already explained the aluminum mechanism. There's another mechanism of too many vaccines too soon causes immune activation, which causes problems. So here's some other studies. This was the Mawson study. If you see the little white unvaccinated child relative to that child, the vaccinated kids had twice as much chronic illness, three times as much eczema, four times as much neurodevelopmental autism, ADD, learning disabilities, and 30 times as much allergies. Published study, peer-reviewed. Here's another one. Hooker and Miller in 2020 published this one. Top three graphs show odds of 2, 4, and 2 times for developmental delays, asthma, and ear infections at very significant levels. Then last year, they published another massive study. Multiple pediatric practices, they pooled all their data, and here's what they found. Highlighted in yellow, allergies, autism, gastrointestinal disorders, asthma, ADD, ADHD, and ear infections, all massively increased in the vaccinated. Odds ratios going from 4.3 all the way up to 27 times. This is real data with positive p-values, meaning it's highly significant. Now I'm going to blow your socks off. How many of you have seen the control group data? Raise your hands. Oh boy, this is great. You haven't seen something until you've seen this. Controlgroup.org, you can go get it yourself, and it's also on doctorsandscience.com. Look at chronic conditions. Orange is vaccinated, green is unvaccinated. How about chronic conditions in adults? How about arthritis? Wouldn't you like to never have to worry about arthritis? There was none in the unvaccinated. None whatsoever. This blows my mind. We all know heart disease is a major killer. None in the unvaccinated. Diabetes? If you're struggling with diabetes, giving yourself insulin every day, wouldn't it be nice if you had known that not vaccinating, you wouldn't have had to deal with that? Digestive disorders, eczema, asthma, zero asthma in adults who were never vaccinated. By the way, how many here have never had a single vaccine? I see a couple hands, two, three. You guys are the control group, okay? 0.26% of the United States, 0.25% of us have never had a single vaccine. So everybody has been subject to this, but I want to point out one super important thing. How many of you have not had a COVID vaccine? Yeah, okay. You are the control group for what's really coming. So here's allergies, here's developmental disabilities, epilepsy, which is seizures, autism. They keep saying there's no link between autism. We just showed you four different studies with massive significant links between autism and vaccines. ADHD, remember my study, none. There's zero ADHD in this control group as well. learning disabilities, chronic sinusitis, SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Your healthy, beautiful baby just dies. Guess what? 97% of SIDS cases happen in the first 10 days after vaccines. It's absolutely cause and effect. It's been published. Okay, how about cancer, folks? How about cancer? There's no cancer effectively in the unvaccinated. This stuff's mind-boggling. I want to just briefly finish on COVID because that's the big thing that should have woken us all up. It sure woke me up. You add all these data together and then you see what, despite this COVID atrocity, this massive devastation of death, 26,000, over a million reports, 143,000 hospitalizations, it's insane, right? These are the side effects. Now, how can they deny this and how can they put targets on our kids? They're still trying to get this approved for 6-month-olds when this is the VAERS reporting system for the last 30 years. That huge mountain spike on the right is COVID vaccine injuries. And well, this is deaths actually. But look at the bottom graph. The deaths are happening on day 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4. It is killing people, period. So I'm all about informed consent. You should be given the risks, the benefits, the pros and the cons, and the alternatives. And one alternative must always be doing nothing. It is your right.